Episode 7, Anything Goes. Late June 2021, Matthew, Ravi and Simon are at Skylar's home.
Central London was heaving.
Thousands turned up. How many do you think?
Oh, it's hard to say. No one was counting.
I spoke to this lady. I've got a little video of her story.
AstraZeneca killed my husband.
Her husband was a doctor. Just had his first jab of AstraZeneca. Died a few days later. Only 32.
I never heard this story before.
He had a massive brain clot. So his wife's left with two very young children. He was the breadwinner. There's no compensation or claim process.
Shocking.
Why am I not surprised?
She never imagined she'd join a protest like this. She just wanted to let people know what happened.
We will run that story. Did you get her permission?
Yeah. I told her what we were doing, and she and her sister, who was supporting her, they were both happy to be interviewed.
And we can cover the Matt Hancock resignation too.
On the same day as this protest?
We don't have solid evidence, so can't jump to conclusions. Yet the two do seem to be linked.
Especially as Boris said the day before that he would stand by his man.
Well, it would be rather hypocritical of him not to, given his track record on marriage. Yet that could be political posturing.
Or the public sentiment the protest rather forced his hand, particularly as they were chanting, "Sack Hancock."
And throwing tennis balls over into Downing Street with little messages.
Yes, tennis balls angle Wimbledon. That's good. Did you get any of the messages that were written on them?
I took some videos, see?
And I wrote this up. Several thousand people marched through Oxford Street first before reaching Hyde Park. The march was peaceful, with people talking to each other and holding various banners and placards. Later, demonstrators arrived in Downing Street, with crowds chanting loudly, "Shame on you," and pointing towards number 10. They lobbed hundreds of tennis balls over into Downing Street with personalized messages for the PM, such as "Lies," "Freedom," and "All Lives Matter." Jenny Ivins, a florist from Croydon, said, "This is not how I want to spend my Saturday, yet I'm going to keep showing up to these protests as I am not happy with what the government is doing."
Good reporting from both of you. We name our sources, no speculation.
Hard not to make a comment.
Our style of reporting is like a fly on the wall. We avoid making judgments and letting our own prejudice interfere.
Hey guys, how are you getting on?
We have our stories ready, Skylar. We updated the website and socials as you asked.
Great. I have the newsroom set up for filming and recording. I've soundproofed and we have the mic set up. Come and look.
What a setup. Skylar, you are a genius.
Luckily, there's a lot of room here and my relatives will be away for the foreseeable future.
And the equipment?
I got the Canon and the stand-in equipment on eBay. Thanks for the research, Ravi, and your friend's advice.
You are very welcome. This equipment is more than adequate for what we need.
Yes, and the camera is light and portable, and we will need that to film Judy out in the park.
Who's going to film?
We have Ravi's colleague, and I will do some too if you can.
What about the job?
I've asked Pino, my boss, so I can choose my shift and times. As I said, we have Ravi's friend, and Spike said he would help out if we were in a real fix.
Let's hope we don't find ourselves in a fix.
I think we're good for now.
Fantastic. Would be good to get feedback on how it came across.
We will have the comments from the live stream and social media.
So we're ready.
So ready.
Welcome to our news channel, gentlemen. We're a fantastic team. Now let's share those stories and change the way reporting is done.
Or go back to how it used to be.
Or set a new standard in how it could be.
All of the above.
June 28th, early morning at Pino's bar. Tony's with Judy. They're discussing her debut on the Waking Up Britain show.
Well done, Judy. Or should I say Diva Judy now?
Judy will do fine, thank you, Tony.
Love the way you laid out the rules in your fit club.
Lesson one, you start right, you finish right.
Yep, that's right. Keep things tidy. I'm always saying to Lai Chi, mate, put your tools back when you finish with him. He's a good lad, though. I've been with some right shockers over the years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Did I tell you about the accident when I was working with a team of messy builders who nearly killed a kid?
Yes, Tony, I've heard that one.
But you don't know the full version, do you?
No.
So, I was putting in the kitchen units in a lovely home in West London, and the cowboy builder just left everything in a bloody mess to do another job. I said, mate, what about the doors? He said, they're on holiday, they won't find out. This was an elf hazard waiting to happen. Me and Lychee, we moved the doors and put them on the floor, out of arm's way. So, you never guess what happened.
No, what happened?
Because you couldn't make this up. The family came back early, and sure enough, their two-year-old boy tore through the playroom. If that door had been leaning on the wall the way those idiots had left it, it would have knocked down and squashed the poor little bugger.
Oh, Lord.
Yep, all true. Swear to God, you have no idea how many idiots box things up.
I'm sure there are in your business.
So there was another time when we was on a gig up in...
Tony, we must get Ravi to do an interview with you on special tips in the home.
I'm quite a good storyteller, if I do say so myself.
Yes.
I reckon my take on things would be popular with folks.
Sure. Tony, do you think you and Lychee could make up some of my audience for a few of the sessions?
No, I'm not really a gym goer. Way too busy. And Lychee does his own sort of martial arts thing.
Do you think Lychee would mind? I mean, maybe we can go to the van and ask him directly.
Well, I don't know. Doubtful though.
Tony, you finish your coffee. I will take his flask of green tea to him. Will be nice to meet him, anyway. Judy, could you take any orders if anyone shows up?
Don't you worry, Skylar. I'll take care of the customers.
Hi! Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, hello, yeah, no worries.
I'm Skylar. I work in the cafe where Tony gets his coffee.
Lychee.
Great to meet you. Heard so much about you.
Heard a lot about you, too.
I see you're writing. Hope I'm not disturbing you.
Nah.
You a writer?
Kind of, you know, when I'm not laying down pipes.
What are you working on?
It's a script for a play.
How interesting. I help run a news channel when I'm not making coffee and snacks.
Oh yeah, Tony told me all about it.
Oh yes?
He said you were Wonder Woman.
Not really, just a crazy plate-spinning New Yorker.
Nah, it's good they got someone to sort him out, though.
I don't want to come across as pushy or anything.
Nah, not pushy, more about being organised and focused.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and your green tea is very good. You don't burn the leaves by boiling the water.
Thanks. Lychee.
Yeah?
I wanted to ask a favor.
What's that?
Judy, our fitness expert, wants a few followers to be in the background when she's being filmed.
Oh, I saw her. She's awesome.
She is! We wondered if we could persuade you and Tony to be a part of it too.
Well, you need to be very creative to get Tony to do anything like join a fitness class.
I see. Well, never mind.
I'll certainly join you, though, as long as the gaffer agrees to it.
She's on the show next Tuesday. If you could turn up at this address?
Yeah, sure. What time?
7 p.m. We'll only be about 30 minutes or so.
I'll be there, Skylar.
Amazing.
And I'll try working on Tony.
Fantastic. Next time, why not come into the shop?
Afraid I can't do that. I'm on traffic warden duties. Tony hates tickets.
Ah, of course. See you. Thanks, Lychee.
Pleasure, Skylar.
28th of June. Tony and Lychee are in the van, on their way to a job.
This is Gorgeous.
Your number one LGBTQ plus station.
Good afternoon. That's right, you're listening to Gorgeous Radio. I'm Jordan Cable. We've had a message in from John the Plumber. He said there's a few speed cameras out there in central London. So to all my gorgeous plumbers out there, take your foot off the pedal, save a bit of fuel. It's expensive right now.
What you put on the gas, mate? Sorry, we're behind schedule.
We?
Yeah, well, me. I got caught up helping him out in the cafe today.
But I can't speed around here, Tony. It's only a 20 miles an hour speed limit, remember?
Effing speed limit. Gonna get us some electric bikes, it'll be faster than this.
Can't see us some bikes, though, with all our equipment and supplies.
Well, if they tear the roads up anymore, that's the only way we're gonna be able to travel. Mark my words.
Yeah, changing the subject, I met Skylar. She seems well sorted.
She's a top bird, like I told you.
She does have a lot on her plate, though.
Well, tell me about it. If you want something done, you ask a busy person, didn't you?
So cool they're doing a grassroots show.
Yeah, and I reckon they're really pleased they met me.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm a problem solver. Practical. I help them keep it real.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I like to do my bit, you know, to help out.
Yeah, speaking of help, Tony, Skylar asked me if I was joining the fitness for Judy. You know, as a person following the moves in the background. I said I'd run it by you first, though.
Well, that's tricky with the work we do.
only be for a couple of times a week. I can manage to do a shoot and get back.
Well, as long as you stay on top of our gigs, no harm, I suppose. Then you're helping them out. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I mentioned you might join us.
What? With my back, my poor knees.
Gotcha. I tell them you're not in good enough shape.
Whoa, steady on there. I never said that, did I?
Well, you kind of did. All your back and knees did.
I've seen Judy flailing those baked bean cans about. Not exactly what I'd call taxing.
I don't want you to get injured or anything, Tony.
Injured? Give us a break. I'm as fit as a butcher's dog.
You need to take it easy, though.
You bleed and take it easy. I can work 12 hours a day for 5 days in a row if I have to, even at my age.
Yeah, but this is targeted high-intensity training.
High-intensity training, my arse. What do you call putting in bathrooms, kitchens and old bleeding heating systems on your tod?
I didn't mean to offend, Tony.
So, what time are we doing this effing Jane Fonda bollocks with Judy?
7 a.m. next week. We'll be done by 7:45 at the latest.
Now, let's make one thing clear. I'm not wearing bleeding Nancy yoga pants or nothing.
Oh, let's go on. She's going to be so happy. So will Judy.
Yeah, right. So long as everyone is happy. Now, put your foot down here, Larchie, matey. No effing cameras.
Later that evening, Skylar's home. The Waking Up Britain team, Skylar, Ravi, Matthew and Simon, are discussing the day and plans for the next production.
Well done, team. Great launch.
Yes, they were good. Very good.
We rocked it.
Oh, glad you thought it went well, Skylar. I was pretty apprehensive.
No one would know. You were just as smooth as ever.
So, what's the feedback?
It is early days, yet immediately you have some comments here. Look.
Okay. Great to see the ex-New Normal News presenters doing some proper journalism. Love the live reporting from ordinary people and the cross-section that this represents. You will never see this on the BBC or Team Rise and Shine. Keep up the great work. Oh, what about this one? Finally, some decent reporting. I am a fan already.
This one's not so positive. Our duo, after having their show axed for on-screen meltdowns, now display their full tinfoil hat credentials and join the ranks of the anti-vaxxers and conspiracy theorist fringe lunatics?
Yes, you will get constructive comments and others who think otherwise. This is their prerogative. We need to be able to handle both.
But Ravi, we've only reported what people have said.
Right, that is the job.
But what you choose to report can also be interpreted as an opinion?
Very true. We all have a lens in how we interpret things.
Yes. I've also had an interview with a professor of behavioral sciences and a philosopher lined up.
How interesting.
To explain how influence works, it is called nudge. There's a unit of behavioral scientists at Whitehall.
Interesting. And what about critical thinking skills?
Well, this would make a good feature for sure.
If you watch interviews, even 20 years ago, from the great journalists, just listen to how they ask questions and how they don't interrupt and talk over the speaker and put words in their mouth.
So is that period our model?
It is our benchmark. We respect our audience.
I do hate that sheeple word that I hear to describe the general public. It's so dismissive and condescending.
Now I realise why I felt so depressed with the New Normal News.
Yeah? Why?
It's dumbing down the content, speaking to the audience as though they were morons.
As I've said before, we need to make sure all our sources cited. And if we do a live interview, that we represent the speaker's point rather than trying to create a spin.
It's easier said than done.
Oh, hello. Spike? Yes, they are here. Come on up.
Spike?
Yes.
Hey, Skylar. What's up, guys?
Hi, Spike. Nice to see you, and thank you so much for all your contributions.
Cool. Always a pleasure to help out Skylar and you guys.
We have an editorial deadline for tomorrow. Sorry if we don't chat. I don't want to be rude.
That's all good, man. Gary on his own, I'm not even here.
Like a spy on the wall. Sorry, meant fly on the wall.
No sweat. What gets said here stays here.
Ravi, Matthew, and Simon have left, and Spike stays behind.
That was such a great meeting. We're learning fast.
Yeah, those guys are well smart, but they aren't anything without you. You're the one that makes it all sing.
Don't know if that's true.
No, it is.
It's so much to do still. Hey, would you like a glass of wine? feel like one myself.
Glass of vino? I'm well up for that.
It is a lot of work, I know, but anything worthwhile always is.
For real. I know all about hard work.
And speaking of singing, did I tell you I produced some music for a rapper just before I started this project?
For real? Music producer as well?
You want to listen?
100%.
Got it here on my laptop.
They don't even know about the pain and the struggle. Trying to get this shit when it came from the mud. Growing up, all we really had was each other. Coming from the trenches, all I know is love. All of these things I feel inside. Damn, I don't wanna feel this pain no more. No pain, no pain. I don't wanna feel this pain no more. Running up a bag, I gotta chase it. You either love me or you don't, you must be hating. I keep my circle small, ain't tell no fake shit. Stay up on my way if you know you playing. I got some shit up on my mind, I can't display it. All these thoughts in my head, just drive me crazy. Got no time for no sleep, I can't be lazy. Couldn't care about the fame or let it face.
You know what, babes? Your production on this is just incredible.
You honestly like it?
Your production is banging. You could do it without this guy, though. I mean, this rapper's dead.
He's just starting out.
Look, you got that Midas touch, Bays, but good, you dumped his ass.
It was just a demo.
Let me pour you that wine.
So what's wrong with him?
Listen to his bars. He's off.
Off? How so?
I don't get into my own situation too much, you know, but seeing what I've seen and the places I've been, the flow has to be personal. Real life shit.
I know you had a really hard time with your dad dying, brother in jail, mom relying on you.
Yeah, yeah. Look, made me who I am, you know?
Still not easy to do.
No, I'm good.
What shall I do about this song, then?
Babe, your level of production skills is too good to be wasted on a pretender like this guy.
He's a real Londoner, singing about his experience on the streets.
I don't care where he's from.
It would be good to know specifically what you think is off.
I don't know. It's not for me. It's not for me. Guess someone else on this beat? It's good you didn't waste your time on plugging it.
What about you, Spike?
Me? Nah. I don't do that rap thing anymore. I used to, but I got my own things going on. You know what I mean?
Well, to be honest, I don't have the time anyway. The focus is on waking up Britain now.
Right now, my focus is 100% on you.
Thanks. You know, I think that wine has gone in my head. Morning.
Morning, princess.
You're going already?
Yeah, I got some business to attend to, darling.
I can make some breakfast.
No. Don't even bother with that.
Coffee, at least.
Nah, babes, look, you get some more sleep.
Well, I'll be up soon.
Have an awesome day, darling.
Yeah, you too.
I'll call or text you, right?
Right.
See ya. Very soon, I'll message you.
Coming from the trenches, all I know is love. All of these things I feel inside. Damn, I don't wanna feel this pain no more. No pain, no pain. I don't wanna feel this pain no more.
Mm-hmm.